Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Giovanni Baena, and I'm going to bring you another podcast today. Today, we're going to talk about a feature in JAWS 14 that was developed by Freedom Scientific called Flexible Web. This is one of their latest developments that they've released to us, and I'm going to demonstrate it here. Flexible Web. A couple things I should note before I begin this demonstration. One, there is a FSCast recorded by Freedom Scientific that also describes this feature, and I do not want to discourage you from listening to that podcast. Jonathan Mosden and Eric Damry have done a good job describing this. The only reason I'm recording it is to kind of give you guys more scenarios where this could be used, etc., etc. Things of that nature, so you can compare, listen to maybe their podcast and listen to this, and get a good idea of how Flexible Web works. Flexible Web, before I move on, I'm sorry, let's back up just a second before I move on. Also, the other thing I would like you all to know is that this, I am running a public beta of JAWS 14. This is public beta 2 that was released October 4th, 2012. So, if you listen to this and JAWS 14 has been already released, for instance, you may, if the wording is different from what my computer is, or if there's a slight change in the wording, like I just said, don't be alarmed. The concept is still the same, but just know that they might be changing some things between now and the final release of JAWS 14, which is scheduled for the end of October. Now, let's go on. Let's go ahead. Flexible Web is a feature in JAWS where you can tell JAWS to either one of two things. You can either have JAWS start reading at a certain spot on a web page or hide certain things that you don't want to see, that are just junk to you, you don't want to see. So let me take you to my Facebook page, which I should be focused on now.
Facebook Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay, let's turn JAWS up a little.
Facebook Windows Internet Explorer.
And this is my Facebook page, and I'm using the mobile site. Let's start arrowing down.
Facebook. Link graphic RK from IZRNFP. Link graphic RZJ7W7NP. Link graphic RPHXBZU touch. Link graphic RFJ3F6SBV5N2. Link graphic S40211700.4100000557928964469026202T.
As you can see, these links mean nothing to me, and I don't really care to see them. I'm gonna tell JAWS, okay, let's skip over these links and just take me. Like, just take these links away for me. So let's go ahead and do that.
Facebook link graphic RK from.
The first thing you want to do is have your virtual cursor on an element you want to hide.
Facebook link graphic RK from IZ.
So this is fine. So I'm gonna
Facebook link graphic RK from IZRNFP.
Make sure I'm at this link here, and then I'm gonna press insert space, and then X.
Flexible web dialog. Create a new customization radio button. Check 1 of 5.
Now I get it says create a new customization radio button. Check. This is a There's going to be more radio buttons available to us later, but right now this is the only one available because there's no customization set and I have no rules set yet. So we'll talk about the other ones later once they're available. So I'm going to press enter to create a new customization.
How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element, radio button checked, 1 of 2.
How would I like to customize the page? I can either hide an element.
Start reading at an element, radio button check.
Or start reading at an element, which you can have JAWS do, is start reading at a certain spot on a web page. So let's go up.
Hide an element, radio button check, 1 of 2.
And let's press enter.
Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box, graphic, RK, POM, IZR, NFPN, 1 of 6.
Now there's six. Which of the elements would I like to customize? Now it found 6 graphics that I could customize. So you're really, honestly, you have to just mess around with it and find out which graphics you want to hide. Let me see what I can hide here.
Link RK from IZRNFPN. Did with class equals N. Link RK from IZRNFPN.
Let's try this one. So I'm gonna press enter.
Select the customization list box. Hide link 1 from the top with text. RK from IZRNFPN. 1 of 5.
Now let's see. How would I like to hide this?
Hide all links with text. RK from IZRNFPN.
Hide all links with text, and then it has the wording of that link, which I think that's what I'm gonna pick.
Hide link 1 from the top.
I could also just have JAWS hide the first link from the top.
Hide link 88 from the bottom.
Or hide the one from the bottom.
Hide all links.
Now, I don't want to hide all links here because that will create a mess. Let's not do that.
Hide all links with text. RK from IZRNFPN.
So I want to see where it says hide all links with text, whatever it said here. So let's press enter.
RZJ7W7NB link graphic.
Now, Let's see how this looks now.
Facebook, link graphic, same page, link graphic, Facebook, link graphic, RPHXV, link graphic, RPH, link graphic, RFJ3, link graphic, S4, X4, link graphic, link graphic, RZJSFW7ND.
Now, I'm still seeing all these weird links, so let's try another.
Facebook, link graphic, RZJSF. Flexible web dialog, create a new customization radio button, checked, 1 of 5.
Let's create another customizations. What I should note, a rule that will eventually save in a few minutes, can have multiple customizations. So I can, if I don't like the way, if it's still showing stuff I don't want to see, I can just create another customization and have it apply to this one rule that I'm creating as we're going along. So let's create another one.
Create a new customization. How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Actually, let's go back.
Back button. What would you like to do? Create a new customization radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Now that I've created a customization, there's a couple more radio buttons that are available. Let's go down and show you.
Retry hide all links with text. RKPOM9ZR and NPN radio button checked, 2 of 5.
Retry all... Basically, what this does is it'll have us go back through that same step. It'll undo the changes and start us fresh.
Save temporary customizations as a rule radio button checked, 3 of 5.
We can save the rule, which we'll eventually do in just a moment.
Undo hide all links with text. RKPOM9ZR and NPN.
We can undo it. 4 of 5. So basically, what I just did right now will undo. Let's create a new one.
Save, retry, hide all links with text. Create a new customization radio button. How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked. 1 of 2.
We're going to hide an element.
Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box graphic RZJSFW7NB. Link RZJSFW. Div with class equals at. Link div with ID. Link graphic RZJSFW7NB. Link graphic RZJSFW7NB.
Let's try this one.
Graphic RZJSFW7NB.
This is kind of like a trial and error. So we're going to try this one. Let's press enter.
Select the customization list box, hide graphic 1 from the top with text, RZJSFW7ND, and with class equals in, 1 of 6. Hide all graphics with text, RZJSFW7ND.
Let's see.
Hide all graphics with class equals in.
Huh, let's try this one.
Hide all graphics with class equals in.
Let's try it.
S40X42 under the left Facebook. Link graphic what's on your mind. Link graphic S40X42 what's on your mind. Link graphic S40X42 under 11,744,100. Link graphic S40X Facebook. Link what's on your mind.
Huh, that actually didn't do so bad. Now we don't have all these links at the top.
Facebook, link graphic S40X42, what's on your mind? Bang, share privacy, link record, link photo, link chat, link Leslie Mora.
See, now basically what I've done here.
Link graphic S40X, what's on your mind? Link graphic S40X40, what's on your mind? Link graphic S40X40, Facebook. Link graphic S40X42, under 11,744,100.
That actually did. As you can see, all those links that I just created, all those rules that I, all the customizations that I just created, have hidden all those links that I don't want to see. There's still one here that I would like to hide.
Face, link graphic S40X42.
So let's try.
Face, link graphic S40X42 under 11,744,100.
So I'm going to press insert space and then X again.
Flexible web dialog. Create a new customization radio button checked. 1 of 5.
Create a new customization. So we'll press enter.
How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked. 1 of 5.
We're going to hide an element.
Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box graphic S40X42 under 11,744,100,000,557,928,964,469,026,2D. 1 of 6.
I think this is the graphic we want, I'm pretty sure.
Select the customization list box, hide graphic 1 from the top with text.
Let's try this.
Hide all graphics with text. S40X42 under
11,744,100,000,000.
Let's hide all graphics with this. Hide all graphics with class equals in, crop in. Hide all graphics with text. S40X42 under 11,740. Hide all graphics with class equals in, crop in.
Now, of course, some of these are technical because basically what JAWS is doing here is looking at the writing of the page, at the different controls that the web author has used so that we can customize. Let's try...
Hide all graphics with text. S40X42 under 11,744,100,000,557,928,964,469,026,2T.
Let's try this.
Facebook, link, what's on your mind? Link, share button. Lang, Facebook, Lang, what's on you? Lang, share private, link for, link photo, link check, link Leslie Mora.
Ah, look how this looks.
Lang, Facebook, Lang, what's on your mind? Lang, share private, link for, link photo, link check, link Leslie, gonna end up 9 minutes ago here.
Now, basically, I've took all that.
Lang, what's on your mind? Lang, Facebook, Lang.
I wonder if I can hide this blank line.
Facebook, Lang.
Let's see.
Flexible web dialog. Create a new customization radio button. How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Now again, I pressed insert space, then X, and to go to this wizard. Let's see.
Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box div with class equals at. 1 of 4. Div with ID equals root, and with class equals at. Div with ID equals viewport, and with class equals m basic on desktop.
Huh.
Div with class equals mfsm. Div with class equals at. Div with
I. Some of these controls you're not going to recognize. And I was trying to hide that blank line, but I guess I won't be able to. That's okay. Let's hit escape. Okay, now that I've gotten the way, now that I've gotten Jaws to read the Facebook page how I want.
Facebook, Lang, what's on your mind? Lang, share prizes, link, or link photo.
Now I'm going to go ahead and save this rule. So press insert space, then X.
Flexible web dialog, create a new customization radio button, check 1 of 5.
And let's go down towards this.
Retry eyeball graphics with text, test 40x40, save temporary customizations as a rule, radio button, check 3 of 5.
Save temporary customizations as a rule. So let's press enter.
Rule name, edit.
Rule name, I'm just going to call this Facebook.
E-E-C-A-F, Lang, Lang.
Useless.
L-E-S-U, space.
Links.
Rule name, edit, Facebook useless links, type and text, alt plus R, menu, geo, 1 of 10.
Oh.
Leaving menus, task switching. Facebook Windows Internet Explorer, photo link. Desktop, Facebook, Facebook Windows.
Ooh, let's try this again. Sorry about that.
Flexible web type, retry, save temporary custom, rule name, edit.
So let's call this Facebook. Useless links. Because there really are useless links. I don't know what they do.
Rule name, edit, Facebook useless links. List view, hide all graphics with text. S40x42111744100000557928964469026202T check 1 of 3.
Basically, now, once I gave my rule a name, I tapped, and there's a list box with all the customizations I've set from this, from when we started to now. And
hide all graphics with class equals image checked. Hide all links with text. RK59ZR edit PN checked.
They're all checked. I can basically uncheck the ones I don't want to save. But I want to, for this purpose, I'm going
to
save all of them.
How would you like this rule to apply? Combo box to the current size. 2 of 3.
Now, there's a couple options. How would I like this rule to apply? And I can have it to the current site or
to the current page.
To the current page, which is just the current page that we're on.
To the current globally.
Globally. There's going to be really rare instances where you're going to save this across web pages, which I don't recommend you do unless you really don't want
to
see something.
To the current site.
So let's do the current site for now.
Back button. Finish button.
Finish.
Photo link. Or. Lang, what's on your mind? Lang, share the privacy.
Now let's me close this.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer.
And show you. Whenever you land on a page that you've customized,
Facebook.com, HTTPN.
Let's listen.
HTTPN, Facebook.com. Facebook privacy notification, press alt end, Internet Explorer block.
You heard that sound. That basically means Jaws is telling you, okay, this is a page that you've customized using flexible web.
Facebook, Lang, what's on your mind? Lang, share button.
And I've basically taken all those links at the top of the web page and just hid them away. Now let me go into the Google page, and
address and search using.
Let me search
Google
something.
Google.com. Google.
So I can show you another thing I've done. Let's search Jaws for Windows, because I don't know what else to search.
Jaws for Windows Google search. Screen reader users. Click here to turn off Google Instant. Link 3 regions, 14 headings, and 66 links.
Now, what I have done with this page, and I think I'm not. This is really up to you. Is I don't want to see, once I do a Google search, I don't want to see anything else at the top of the page. So I'm going to tell Jaws, okay, when I do a Google search, I want you to just like leave focus in the search results. So let's go to the search results heading. It's a heading level 2, I think.
Search options, head, search results, Jaws screen reading software. Search results, heading level 2.
Search results, heading level 2. And I'm going to leave the cursor here, and I'm going to bring up the flexible web wizard. With this insert space X.
Flexible web dialog. Create a new customization radio button checked 1 of 5.
Press enter.
How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked 1 of 2.
Now this time we're going to actually go.
Start reading an element radio button checked.
Start reading an element. So let's press enter.
Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box heading level 2 search results 1 of 7. Div with ID equals search. Heading level 2 search results.
Now we're gonna have Jaws start reading at the heading level 2 where it says search results.
Div with heading level 2 search results.
So let's press enter.
Select the customization list box. Start at heading level 2 1 from the top with text. Start at any heading level 2 with text. Search results.
And we're going to just tell Jaws to start at any heading level 2.
Start at any heading level 2 with text. Search results.
With text search results, because that's what Google really does with these web pages. So let's press enter.
Search results heading level 2. Heading level 2 search results.
And basically what Jaws has done is put you in the search results. So let me save this rule. and it's going to press insert space, then X.
Flexible web dialog. Create a new customization radio button checked. 1 of 5.
We're going to actually go to where it says...
Retry started. Save temporary customizations as a rule radio button checked.
Retry. Save customizations as a rule. Let's press enter.
Rule name, edit.
And because this rule is basically moving us to the search results in Google, I'm going to just name it G-O-O-G-L-E search.
Rule name, edit, Google search results.
And tab.
List view, start at any heading level 2 with text. Search results checked, 1 of 1.
Okay, that's fine.
How would you like this rule to apply? Combo box to the current site. Do a free. Back button. Finish button.
There.
Search results heading level 2.
Now let's close this page and show you.
Desktop. Windows Internet Explorer. Link page. Google.com. Slash.
And search, let's see.
Lang. Lang. Google search button. Lang.
JAWS for Windows. And press enter.
JAWS for Windows Google search. Screen reader users. Click here to turn off Google Instant. Link. Free regions. 14 headings and 66 links.
Now, I have JAWS to not start reading as when the page loads, which basically means that it's not going to start reading. But what it did do is, let's see, where I am. Let's do...
Link screen reader users. Click lang. Link screen. List end.
Oh, it didn't do it. Oh.
Link lang search. About 1,430,000 results. 0.13 seconds.
Wait a minute.
Lang.
I didn't
Google
do it.
Search edit. Search edit. Space. Google search edit.
JAWS for... It didn't do it. It did it before.
JAWS for Windows Google search. Search results heading list of 10 heading level 2 search results.
See? And when I pressed enter for the search results, instead of putting me at the top of the page, it put me at the search results heading level 2.
List of 10 heading level 2 search results.
So this is a good feature of JAWS for Windows and flexible web. I think this is something that will be useful in different cases. Like I said, Facebook, I've customized Facebook to show me different things. Google, I've done also... with this feature, I've made it so that it reads in the search results after I do a search on Google. This is, I think, a great breakthrough for Freedom Scientific. I'm thankful for this feature, and I hope this makes this feature a little more clear, or not. I hope, sorry about that, I hope this makes this feature a little more clear, and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Thanks for listening, and God bless.